Daf is Chul and Daf Pei Zayin. We are holding on Daf Pei Vavam and Beis. The Mishnah and Pei Vavam and Beis had discussed, what if you shecht many chayos, many ofos? So the Mishnah had said, Kisui Yechad Lekulan, that you do one kisui for all of the chayos and all of the ofos. But Rabbi Yehuda said that if you shecht a chaya and an of, so first you shecht the chaya and do kisui, and then you shecht the of afterwards. So the Gemara had a comment that Amar Rabbi Chanina, about 5-6 lines on the bottom, Moda Haya Rabbi Yehuda Li'in Bracha, She'enu Mevarich, Ela Bracha Achas, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold, even though it's more than one Maisa Kisui, you only make one Bracha. And the way we said yesterday, according to Rashi, it means that you only make one Bracha on the Shechita, that you don't have to make a second Bracha on the Shechita after you do the Kisui. So if you shecht the chaya first, and then you do the kisui, so you make a bracha on the shechita, the chaya, bracha on the kisui, and then you do the second shechita without a new bracha on the shechita. So the Rishonim point out from Rashi, it sounds like, that when it comes to the bracha on the kisui, when you do the second kisui, you wouldn't need a new bracha. It's only on the shechita that you wouldn't need a new bracha. What's pshat? Why should there be a difference between the second kisui and the second shechita? That the second shechita doesn't require a new bracha, but the second kisui does. So that's why I said yesterday, we'll start off with today. There are three basic approaches that the Rishonim have to explain that Shita of Rashi. Number one, you have the Rashba who explains that Kisui Adam and the Birchas HaKisui are not going to be a hefsik between one Shechita and the next. Because after the first Shechita, you must do a Kisui. It's part of the mitzvah Shechita. Remember, we were discussing how much a part of the mitzvah Shechita is it, and how much is it a separate mitzvah. But at the very least, it's a mitzvah that's generated by the Shechita that you did. The mitzvah is chal because of the Shechita that you did. So it's not going to be a hefsik after that Shechita. But after you did the kisui of the first animal, then you do a second shechita. The second shechita has absolutely nothing to do with the first kisui. So that second shechita is certainly going to be a hefsik between the first kisui and the second kisui adam. And that's why it's going to require a new bracha. The Ritva understands Rashi differently. He says, when it comes to birchas shechita, since when you shecht the first animal, the second animal is right there in front of you, the bracha could be chal on both animals. And therefore it's one bracha for both. But the kisui and the kisui that you do in between is not going to be a hefsik, because you could have done the kisui and the shechita at the same time. The Gemara is going to say at the end of the sugya, it's possible with one hand to do a shechita and the other hand to do a kisui. So both animals are in front of you. Your bracha is chal on both animals when it comes to the shechita. When it comes to the kisui, so if you do a kisui after the first animal, the bracha on that kisui is not going to be chal on the dam of the second animal, because the dam of the second animal isn't there yet. It's still running through the animal's body. You haven't yet shechted the second animal. And that's why that second shechita is going to be considered a hefsik between the two kisui adams. That's how the Ritva explains Rashi. The Rashi explains that it's dafka kisui is not mafsik between two shechitos, because there's no hesach adas, because your das is to be shochet the second bird. But it's a gzeres hakasuv that you need a kisui for a chaya b'fnei atzma and for an oaf b'fnei atzma. It's like a person who speaks in middle of a meal where he doesn't have to make another birchas samotzi. But when it comes to kisui, each kisui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and the siluk and the gemar of the maisa shechita. So why should they get off with a single bracha? So basically three basic shitos in terms of how to understand Rashi. As we pointed out, there are three basic shitos in the Rishonim in general how to understand the Gemara. You have Rashi's shita that the Gemara is talking about the brachos on shechita. They only need one bracha on shechita, but kisui would require separate brachos. You have Rabbeinu Tam's shechita, that even on kisui, you would only make one bracha, even though after the kisui arishon, you do a shechita on the second animal, that it's even going on kisui. Then you have the Rav Yehuda, who's the reverse of Rashi. He says that it's only talking about kisui, but the shechita would taka require two brachos. But anyway, let's assume, like Rashi for now, that you only need bracha achas, let's assume, means for the shechita. So Amar Leih Ravina, we're six lines from the bottom of the page. Amalei Ravina on Peivav and Beis. Amalei Ravina Larvacha Brei Derava VaArmi Larvacha Brei Derava LaRavashi. So somebody said to somebody, Maishna Mitalmidei Derav. Why should this be any different than the story with the Talmidim of Rav? The Rav Bron of Rav Chananel, Talmidei Derav of Yasi B'Sudasa. Because Rav Bron and Rav Chananel, the Talmidim of Rav, were sitting by a Suuda. Koyalai Rav Yeva Saba. Rav Yeva Saba was the host of the Suuda. Amrulei, have liverich. So he said, come, let's bench. Hadar Amrulei, Havlishti. Then they started talking a little more, and they said, "Hey, let's have a little more to drink." So Amalahu, Rabbi Yevusaba, Halchiyam Rab. No, Rabbi Yevusaba said, "We can't do that. This is Rav taught. Kivan Damer Havlivrich. It's the Mishli Chamra. Once we decide that we're going to bench, we can't just continue to drink more wine." So Achinami. So Frek the Gemara over here also. Why don't we say the same thing? Kivan the Itvale the Kisui, Ichayev le Bracha. That once you did the Kisui of the first animal, that should be a hefsik between the shechita of the first animal and the shechita of the second animal. When you then decide to go and do a shechita, it should be a new bracha. Meaning, basically, the Gemara is saying, didn't Rav teach us there's a concept of hefsek? And when there's a hefsek, it requires a new bracha. So the Gemara says, nah, this isn't really such a big hefsek. Hachi hashta, you can't compare the two cases. Hasa mishto brucha ba'adei adadi lo efshar. To drink would be a major hefsek. So, because drinking and a bracha are not possible to do at the same time. You can't bench and drink at the same time. Hacha efshar deshachet b'chada o michsi b'chada. But kisui adam is not a major hefsek after shechita, because you could do a second shechita while you're doing the kisui. One could do both simultaneously. So the ability to do both simultaneously takes away its status of a hefsek. So there is a major machlokes. There's a lot in Rishonim on these few lines right here. The Rishonim, first of all, have machlokes. Is this a rule everywhere that any time it's not possible to continue the same maisa during a given time, it's considered a hefsek, or it's not? It's not necessarily true in all situations. The shita of the Rif is any time that you do a maisa that you would not be able to be mamshich, you would not be able to continue that maisa at any, you know, for any period of time, that would be a hefsek for a bracha, and you'd have to make a new bracha. For example, the Rif paskins, you have to make a bracha of bar priya gafen by each of the kosos of the dalit kosos at the seder, because since you're mafsik in between with the amiras agada, and you can't drink and say the Haggadah at the same time, so Mela, this Gemara teaches us, that's called a hefsek, that's the definition of hefsek, and therefore you would need to make a new bracha. That's what the Rif writes, that if you eat Miba'od Yom, and then Hechshech Alav Yom, the Rif writes at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, it becomes nighttime, becomes Shabbos, Poris Mapa Mekadesh. So with the halach is, the Mishnah says, you put a cloth over the table and you say Kiddush. So the Kiddush is a hefsek for the Birchas HaMotzi, the Rif says. And you would need to make a new Birchas HaMotzi after the Kiddush, because you can't do Kiddush and eat at the same time. That is the Shita of the Rif. However, the Balamar and other Rishonim say that the Amiras HaGadah is not considered a hefsek at the Seder. And even though it's not possible to drink and say the HaGadah at the same time, because the Svar of the Gemara over here is dafka when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, Kisui Adam, things that are a siluk from the previous maisa. Meaning, if you were eating and drinking, Birchas HaMazon is a siluk. When you're doing shechita, Kisui Adam is the siluk, and therefore it's a hefsek because you're saying that I am finished. I am leaving the previous maisa. But when is it a hefsek? So the Gemara qualifies. Only when you can't do it at the same time. But the Amiras HaGadah is not a hefsek because it's not a siluk for the Suda. Adaraba, it's a continuation of the Suda. That's the way the Suda is supposed to work. It's supposed to be Lechem Shonim Alav Dvarim Harbe. That's the whole nature of the Suda. And therefore it would certainly not be considered a hefsek. Now in terms of when you have multiple shechitos, so there are a couple of things over here in Tosfos. First, the top Tosfos, he says, Mikan haya omer harav Rabbeinu Yom Tov. Rabbeinu Yom Tov had the following chiddush. Shim omen me'achiloso v'spalel. Let's say a person is in the middle of a meal, and then he goes out to daven. So it sounds from our Gemara, k'shechozer ba'al lechel tzarech levarich, b'rich samazel, litel yadav, levarich hamotzi, mishom demechel tzli, ba'de adadi, lo efshar. When he leaves, he has to say b'rich samazel. When he comes back, he's going to have to wash again, make a new amotzi, because the davening by definition is a hefsek. And if you work with the understanding that any time you can't do two things at the same time, by definition it must be a hefsek, like the Rif does, so that's what you understand why Rabbeinu Yom Tov is talking about. You go out to daven, you can't daven and eat at the same time, so mele, it's a hefsek. The Ein Nira Betosa sides with the Shita of the Balamar, with that other group of Rishonim. He says, no, I don't think you can compare it at all. It's not comparable at all. Mishum Dahacha Havivnivrich Havi Gemar Davar Havi Hefsik. Over here, you're completing. When you say Havnivrich, it's the completion of the meal. V'chein Kisui Elav Devshar Badei Adadi. And the same is true with Kisui Adam. It's the completion of the Shechita. And therefore, had it not been that you could do Kisui in another Shechita at the same time, it would have been a Hefsik. hefsek. Aval tefila lo v'gemar l'su'uda, but tefila is not a gemar for the meal. Datu imbirich b'su'uda ala ra'amim, afilu bar p'yagofen, yitzorach litol yadav v'levarich ha'motzi, mishum demech l'vruch b'ad de'adav y'lo hefshar. What, do you think if you're in the middle of the meal and it's thundering and lightning outside, so you make the appropriate brachas and thunder and lightning, you have to wash again? Because you can't eat while you're making brachas and thunder and lightning? No, the whole thing only applies if it's a gemar, if it's a hefsek. And he says, besides that, it's enough in a gemara. The gemara in Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Beis, Eminichu Miksas Chaverim Va'akur Agleim Leilichu Beis HaKnesses, K'shem Chozim, Rein Ta'an Imbracha, Lo L'mafre, V'lo L'chadchila, Afal Pishas, Pa'alu Bein HaTayim. That if you leave a table and you go to Davin, the gemara says, Beferish, if you leave other people at the table, so you're not going to have to make a bracha achrona when you leave the table, nor a new bracha rishona when you come back to the table. So that's the raya against the sheet of the riff of Rabbeinu Yom Tov. That's this entire group of Rishonim. Then Tosos has another very important comment in the next Tosos, that one of the Gemaras say that since you could shecht with one hand and do kisui with the other hand at the same time, that's why the kisui is not considered a hefsek. Frek Tosos, what if you talk? What if one speaks between one shkita and the next? About this, we say you try not to speak between one shkita and the other. B'di'evan, we're makel that you don't have to make a new bracha. But he says, what if you speak between shkita and shkita? We know that we're machmir when it comes to tefillin. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. That if you speak between the tefillin, you have to make two brachas. The Rashi. You have to make a new bracha on the shal rosh. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, that anyway you have to make two brachas, one on the shal yad, one on the shal rosh. But Rabbeinu Tam understands that the bracha of laniach goes on both the shal yad and the shal rosh. And therefore, if you speak between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh, you're going to need to make two brachas on the shal rosh. But either way, the point is the same, that speaking between tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh is highly problematic. Oh, so should we say the same thing by shechita, that speaking between shechita of one animal and the next is problematic? You're allowed to speak during a meal. The bracha you made at the beginning of the meal goes on all the food during the meal. So shouldn't we say that it's a problem to speak because it's a hefsek between the food that you eat, between the bracha at the beginning and the food that you're going to be eating after you speak? No, of course you're allowed to speak during a meal. No one ever says you have to go back and say amotzi. So which one is shechita more comparable to? Is it more comparable to tefillin where you're not allowed to speak? Or is it more comparable to a meal where you are allowed to speak? So says those mium, omer mi inyan shechita, says, I'll tell you what I'm certain about. If the content of your speech is about shechita itself, well then it's vaday not a problem. Kimo taviof lishchot awasakin, you say, get me that bird to shech, please get me a knife. Pshita dein sarach lachzor levarich, kimo tal bruch gavil turi, vim sarach lachzor levarich, kimo betfilin, az asal adabir bin shechita lishchita, kimo betfilin. Now Tos says, it's important to realize that if you hold that shechita is more comparable to tefillin, namely that you would need to make a new bracha if you speak, well then that means you're not allowed to speak. Meaning you can't just say, okay, so I'll make a new bracha. No big deal. No, it is a big deal. If you're going to have to make a new bracha by speaking, then it means you're not allowed to speak. The Gemara says in regards to tefillin, Gedam Bakom Mitzraba, da veri biyadu v'chazol amarcha al-mulchama, that asach bein tefillin l'tefillin, someone who speaks between tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh, that is one of the averos that a person is supposed to go back from war on account of. We know that the Kohen Meshuach Mulchama tells part of his speech is, if you're afraid of averos shabiyado, you're afraid of any averos that you may have done, so leave. We don't need you in the war effort if you're afraid of averos that you may have done. What kind of averos, says the Gemara? Sach bein tefillah l'tefillah. Someone who speaks between tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. So you see, it's a real problem. Ve'ein raya mitfillin. But says tells not so sure it's a raya from tefillin. Tahasam hi mitzvah achas. Ve'ein lo lahafsik. Because over there it's one mitzvah, and therefore you shouldn't be mafsik. Maybe by shechita, but by shechita, maybe you could argue that even if it will require a new bracha by speaking, it doesn't mean that it's an avera to speak, because they're two totally separate mitzvahs. You have no requirement to even shecht the second animal. So what's to stop you from speaking after shechting the first animal? There's no guarantee you're even going to shecht the second animal, because you're not required to shecht the second animal. So by shechita, he's not convinced that it would be an avera. Batel says it might just be stam and isra to cause unnecessary brachos. So the Gemara asks, why do you read the last one al peh? V'naisi sefer Torah v'nikri bay. Why don't you bring a sefer Torah and read it? U'mishani reish lakish mishum bracha shein etzricha. That we don't want to make unnecessary brachos. So you couldn't read from the same Torah because of tircha de tzibura to roll the Torah in the middle. You couldn't pull out a second Torah because then you would need a new bracha, and we don't want to make bracha shein etzricha. So it says tosos near hechad the tzarich lachsel levarichun sheisiach daitum lishchot she tzarich lachsels kodem mashik var shachat the ashkan rabbi. Tos says, at the very least, if you put yourself in a situation where you will need to make a second bracha, well, then you should wrap up what you were doing before by doing a kisui adam on that which you've already shechted, and then make the second bracha and do the new shechita. If you're not going to be making a new bracha, so fine, then you could just keep doing shechitas and do one b'kisui at the end. But if you're going to be in a situation where you're going to need to make a new bracha, at the very least, you should do kisui adam. Now, in Shiurei Rav, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this tosos in the context of a general discussion of the nature of birchas hamitzvos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, "Midivrei sofrim levarich al kol machol tchila v'achar kach yehane mimenu." That midrabanan we have a requirement to make a birchas hananin before we eat, and then we get hana. And v'kol hanena below bracha ma'al. Anyone who gets hana without making a bracha, it's a violation of me'ila. Meaning the Gemara in Bracha says that one pasuk tells us la Hashem aratum lo, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have another pasuk that tells us Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem va'aretz asan levnei adam, that no, that the aretz is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it belongs to man. So the Gemara says lo kasha kan kodem bracha kan liachar bracha. Before you make a bracha it's all Hashem's, after you make a bracha it's ours, which means that it's hegdish and the bracha is matir. It's like the pidyon from hegdish, it's matir ba'achila. The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, and the very strong lashon, ukeshem shemivarchin ala anaya kach mivarchin al kol mitzvah u'mitzvah v'achar kach yaseh osa. The Rambam writes, just like we make a bracha on hana'a, so too we make a bracha on mitzvah. It's the very next halacha. So what's the Rambam doing? The Rambam is drawing our attention to is that birchas ha-mitzvah, according to the Rambam, says Rav Soloveitchik, are similar to birchas ha-nenin in that they are a matir. Who are we to come serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and claim that we're going to be able to contribute something to the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam? It would be asur mishum chutzpah to do that. So we need a matir. The birchas ha-mitzvah serves as the matir. However, and that's why it's always got to be over Las Yasan. If you didn't make it over Las Yasan, then it's too late, you can't make the bracha. However, the Or Zeruah holds that if you didn't make a bracha over Las Yasan, okay, so you make the bracha after Las Yasan, after you do the mitzvah, it's not such a big deal. So Soloveitchik explains, the Or Zeruah must not have the same view of what a birchas mitzvah is, because it doesn't make sense to have a matir after you've already done it. It's too late. So the Or Zeruah must understand that the birchas hamitzvah is like a shevach v'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for enabling us to do the mitzvah. You can't say that it's literally a shevach v'odah, because shevach v'odah is dafka, supposed to be after. The Or Zeruah says still, l'chadchila, it's got to be over Las Yasan, like the Gemara says in countless places. Just b'dievet, it would be okay if it's afterwards. So you have to say some combination of shevach v'odah, matir, or some way of showing chibuv ha-mitzvah. It's a way of showing a tremendous love for the mitzvah. So now Rav Soloveitchik says, our Tosos has this suffix. Do we compare shechita to tefillin, where you would need to make a separate bracha each time, and therefore, if you would speak in between, and therefore you shouldn't speak it in between? Or maybe it's more comparable to speaking in the middle of a su'udah. The Ran holds that from the riff in the end of Misach Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma that if you speak between one shechita and the next, that you do need to make a new bracha, like tefillin. But the Ramban in Chulin says, no, they're not comparable. By tefillin, it's two mitzvahs of chova, and once you start one of them, you're not supposed to stop and interrupt with speech. But over here, Ibai Shachar, Ibai Lo Shachar, like Tosos alluded to. Halacha L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch Simin Yotes Efei writes, like the Shita of the Rif, if you speak between Shchita and Shchita, you need to make a new bracha. But then he quotes, Yesh Omrim, Te Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Varech. Some say that you don't have to. Now what's pshat with the Rif? Why would you be mechalik between Birch HaMitzvos and Birch HaNenin when it comes to Hefzik? I mean, why is it that when it comes to Birch Sananin, okay, that's the Davar Pasha. When it comes to Su'uda, you speak, it's no problem, it's not a hafzik. When it comes to any mitzvah that you speak, it is going to be a hafzik between, in speaking between one doing the mitzvah on one item and the next. So according to the Arzurua, we understand it very well. Mm-hmm. Because according to the Arzurua, Birchsa Mitzvahs and Birchsa Nenin are different from each other in their very nature. That it's dafka by Birchsa Nenin that you're not going to have to make a new bracha if you speak in between, because the Birchsa Nenin is a matir. So if you make a Birchsa Nenin at the beginning of a Su'udah, it's a matir for the entire Su'udah. So then you're not going to have to make a bracha even if you spoke in between. But a Birchsa Mitzvah is a takanam yuchedes mitirabanan to say a shevach v'odah on kiyum mitzvahs. So it could be the way the Chacham were misaking this idea was that you have to make a bracha on each and every mitzvah. The fact that one bracha could suffice for many mitzvahs is only because that one bracha is chal on each and every kiyuma mitzvah. But when you speak in between, it's going to cause a hafzik. So then you will have to make a new bracha. So that's because the bracha is not going to be able to be chal on everything. So it could be that the shita of the Rif is based on that understanding of the Arzurua, the fundamental distinction between the nature of Birchsa Mitzvah and the nature of Birchsa Nenin. Okay, says the Mishnah. Right? I'll just where this also comes up, by the way, in the Rishonim, is they talk about if twin babies or twin baby boys are born. So how do you do the brachas on the Mila? Do you do two separate brachas, one bracha? So the Bali Itzer writes that if you mal twin baby boys, you need a Birchsa Mitzvah on each and every Mila. It's not like Shechita where one bracha suffices, because when it comes to Shechita, you could shech two behemoths at the same time. But you're not going to be able to bimal two babies at the same time. Parents will kill you if you try to bimal two babies at the same time. My brother became a mole this summer. I'm sure the mole that he learned from is has so much confidence. He probably thinks he could do it. But most of the time we assume, I don't think a mole is able to bimal two babies at the same time. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shachet lo kisa v'ra'ohu. If you shecht and you don't do kisa adam, and then someone shechts and doesn't do kisa adam, and you see him, you see that a guy shecht and didn't do kisa adam. V'ra'ohu acher chayiv l'chassos. So then you're chayiv to do the kisa for him. I mean, he didn't do the kisa adam, so you do the kisa. Someone sent me an email the other day. What's the nature of this halacha? You do a mitzvah for somebody else. Since when are you responsible? There's a concept of arvos, but still, since when are you responsible to go take care of somebody else's mitzvah that they neglect to do? If you see that someone didn't put a mezuzah on their house, do you have to go and put up a mezuzah? You have to walk around the neighborhood finding every Jewish home? So I said, no, the pshat over here is not that you're doing the mitzvah for someone else. It becomes your mitzvah. The mitzvah is l'chadchila, it's a mitzvah that the person who does the shechita does the kisui adam. If the person who does the shechita didn't do it, so then it becomes the mitzvah of everybody else. Just like Mila, right? The mitzvah of Mila, the chadchila is on the father. If the father's not around or the father refuses to do it, it becomes the mitzvah on the Beis Din. It becomes a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do. It's not that we're doing the father's mitzvah for him. It's that it becomes the mitzvah then expands to a wider group. Kisov in iskala patur milchassos. If you cover the dam and then it becomes uncovered, you don't have to cover it again because it was already done. Mitzvah was already done. Kisov haruah chayv lchassos. But if the dam was covered by the wind blowing over it, and then it becomes uncovered, then you do need to cover it again because you can't say the mitzvah was already done. The mitzvah was never done. It just became patur from the mitzvah at the time that the wind blew dirt on top of it. Now Rabbi Kivi Eger raises the kasha. We already know this, didn't that if you see someone else shecht and not do a kisui dam, that you have to do the kisui for him, because the last Mishnah said that if you chereshot v'katan shechts and other people see it, so chayiv l'chassos. Was the last Mishnah? Was two Mishnahs ago. All right, we already learned in yesterday's daf. So Rikiv Eger is perplexed what the Mishnah is adding with this first line. So good to kasha Rashi on that line in the last Mishnah. Rashi just says, yeah, like we're going to see in the next Mishnah. So he just links the two together. Very hard to understand what's being added in that first line of this Mishnah. But certainly with Kiso Aruach, that's a whole new din. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. V'shavach v'chasa v'kisa, Pasuk says, the pasuk says that that when you do shvicha, meaning when you shecht an animal, so then it says right afterwards v'chisahu ba'afar that you're supposed to cover it. So we learn from there misha shafach yichaseh, that it's the same person. The person who does the shvicha, the person who does the shechita, he should be the guy that is mechasa the dam. Shachet v'lo kisav ro'achar minayin shchayv l'chasos. But how do I know if someone else shechts and doesn't do the kisav adam that you should go and do it? Shenemar va'omer l'bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says va'omer l'bnei Yisrael asharu l'kol b'nei Yisrael. So we learn from there that it's an asara for all of Bnei Yisrael, that it's not only on the Shochet, it's the Chachila on the Shochet, but if the Shochet fails to do it, then all of Bnei Yisrael is included in the mitzvah. When the Torah quotes this din in Yerodea, Simul Chav Ches, the Torah writes that Shachet v'lo kisav ro'o achar chayiv l'chasos shemitzvas kisui hu kishar mitzvah saseh shekol Yisrael chayavn behem el shashochet kodem l'kal adam. Torah doesn't quote a drasha, no pasuk, no Bnei Yisrael. He just says, yeah, it's like all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah starts out as somebody's chiyuv, but if that person fails to do it, then you have to go and do it. First of all, I'm not even sure what he means. What does it mean? Is that true of every mitzvah? Every mitzvah, certainly mitzvah shebeguf aren't that way, right? Tefillin's not that way. If a person doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't make my chiyuv of tefillin any greater. So that clearly it's only certain, talking about certain goal-oriented kind of mitzvahs. But also, why does he leave out the old drasha? The preacher wonders, why does he leave out the entire drasha over here? So that's a major discussion in the Acharon. The preacher writes that the Torah holds that had it not been that this rule held true by other mitzvos, we would not be muchrach to learn from the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael that the mitzvos mutal al kol Yisrael. Because Adrabi, you would have said that ish ki yitzot tzayid v'chisas damo, we learn that the Torah is makbid dafka the person who does the shechita, that he has to do the kisui adam. And Bnei Yisrael just means that the mitzvah is for anyone who does the shechita. That for all of Bnei Yisrael, anyone, any member of Bnei Yisrael, when you do a shechita, you have this mitzvah. I wouldn't have known that Bnei Yisrael means that the mitzvah becomes incumbent upon even those who don't do the shechita, had it not been that there is such a similar concept by other mitzvahs as well. That's how the priest understands. The Taz understands a little bit differently, but okay, we're not going to have time for it, so let's go weiter. Tanya Idach, we have another braisa. The same thing you shechted with, that's what you should cover the dam with. Namely, you shouldn't cover the dam with your leg, because you shouldn't just kick dirt on it, so that it shouldn't be mitzvahs bezuyah salav. It shouldn't be a bezayon to the to the mitzvah. I mean, just like hopefully when you shecht, you do it with your hand, you hold the knife in your hand, so when you do the kisui adam, it should be with your hand as well. It's very fascinating. The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam gives a whole Musar Shmuz. The Rambam writes, "Ukeshemechasa lo yechasa beraglo elu biyado." O besakin, o bekli, kedei shelo yinog bo minog bizayon, viyu mitzvos bezuyos lov. So he says this halacha that you should cover dafka with your hand using some sort of kli. She'ein hakavod ba'atzman shel mitzvos. The Rambam starts giving a shmuz. He says, you should realize that the kavod we show for mitzvos is not for the mitzvah, elo lemisha tziva behen baruch hu. It's a kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who commanded in the mitzvah, v'tzileinu min l'mashish b'choshech, and who saved us from living a life of just stumbling around in the darkness, and made our lives light with mitzvos. V'aruch osanu ner l'miyashar ma'akshim, and he gave us this candle, this light, this pathway through life, where we have direction in life. Through the mitzvahs, va'or lahoros nesivos hayosher, a light to light up the pathways of righteousness. V'cheinu omer ner l'ragli dvarach var l'nesivasi. Unbelievable. That's how the Rambam likes to end off sections of halachos with a nice, you know, a nice idea. So it's a perfect halacha to end it off with, that when you do a mitzvah, it's not a cover for the mitzvah per se, it's a cover for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam is basically telling us that sometimes, when we do mitzvahs, we take God out of the equation. And he's saying, don't forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't forget that all of this is service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In yeshiva where I teach, we were making a big push this year that we thought that we don't speak about Hashem enough. And instead of saying, okay, quiet down for davening, it's we're about to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should be quiet to speak to the, we shouldn't engage in side conversation when we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring God back into it. It's a very important idea that the Rambam emphasizes. Okay, Tanya Idach. So we have a braisa, another braisa that says, V'shav chasa, misha shav achu yichasenu, the person who does the shechita should do the kisui. Ma'aseh be'echad she'shachet v'chadam chaver v'chisa. It happened once a guy shechted and someone else came and did the kisui adam. V'chivu Rav Gamliel itin lo yud zehuvim. Rav Gamliel says that he has to pay him yud zehuvim for stealing his mitzvah. So ibayilu schar mitzvah or schar bracha? Is it for stealing the mitzvah or for stealing the bracha? What's the yud zehuvim for? The main after me. Know what difference does it make whether it's a mitzvah or the bracha? Says Gemara. Interesting. Lebirch samazon. Iyamet schar mitzvah achasi. Birch samazon is one mitzvah, so then you would only pay 10 zehuvim if you steal someone's right to do bracha. Birchas Hamazon. The way they would do it is one person would bench for everybody. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch he's supposed to be Birchas Hamazon. We just don't believe other people will listen, so that's why everyone benches on their own. V'yam Ritzchar Bracha Havin Arbayim. But if you hold Ritzchar Bracha, there are four brachas in Birchas Hamazon, then it would be 40 zuhuvim, not 10 zuhuvim. The Rishon quote from the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel that Rav Gamliel is mechayiv asar zuhuvim, it's a knas, and you can't learn that to another mitzvah, that it's dafka by this mitzvah that he decided on that amount as a knas. But the Rif is cholik, and most of the Rishonim are cholik, and that it's meikar adin that there is such a dafka, that number for stealing mitzvahs. So anyway, Mai, what's the din? So Tashma, Damrei Stuki, the Rebbe, there was a story of a certain Stuki who said to Rebbe, Misha Yotar Harim lo bar ruach, Misha bar ruach lo yotar harim. That Stuki said to Rebbe, the same Ribbono Shalom who created the winds didn't create the mountains, and the same one who created the mountains didn't create the winds. And I could prove it to you from your Tanakh. Tichsiv ki hine yotzer harim uvare ruach. The one who did the harim is called the yotzer, and the one who did the ruach is called the borei. Can't be the same guy. That was the taina that the Tzduki had to Rebbe. So Amalei shota shvil the sefer tekra. Number one, you see that when someone's not bikaris, you're not supposed to speak in respectful terms to not bikaris. He immediately called him, you idiot! Look at the end of the pasuk. Hashem Tzavakos Shemo. That he's got one name. It's all Hashem Tzavakos. And he's the master of legions. He's a master of everything. Things that seem like contradictory and multiple elements of creation. He's the master of all of it. Marsha in Chiddush HaGadol writes that the Tzduki believed in the concept that Ruchnius and Gashmius can't come from the same place. And that's what he said, Misha bara Ruach, the same one who created the Ruach, Ruchni, the world of Ruchni, lo bara HaGashmi, would not have created mountains which are Gashmi, which are a symbol of might and power and Gashmius. And that's why it's Borei and Yotzer. And he says, no, it's Hashem Tzavako Shemo. Hashem could be the master over everything, over all the legions. Ruchnius and Gashmius all comes from the same place. So the Tzduki said to Rebbe, you know what, give me 3 days and I'll come up with a way to answer that taina of Hashem Tzavako Shemo. I just need to study a little more. So Yosef Rebbe Tlasla Anisa, Rebbe sat for 3 fast days because he knew he represented all of Klal Yisrael and this was a dangerous time. So Kiava Kabayi Mivrach Amalei Tzduki Kaya Bava. So after three days of fasting, Rebbe was finally about to sit down and have a meal, and as he's about to eat, they say, oh, the Tzduki's here at the door. So Rebbe's like, ah, oh, Amar v'yitnu bavrosi rosh. He made my food so bitter. I was about to eat, and now he just ruined my meal. I don't know. I'm not sure what, you know. I mean, I guess fasting for 3 days. He was hungry. So Amalei Rebbe mevaset tovas anilach. Turned out it wasn't that Tzduki. It was a different Tzduki. It was the Tzduki's friend, and he said, "Hey Rebbe, I have good news for you. Lo matzah tshuva ivecha v'nafal menagag umeis. The guy who was coming to attack you, he just died. Wait, not he died. He couldn't find the tshuva. He couldn't find an answer. He was so depressed that he couldn't find an answer. Your taina was so good. He committed suicide. Mazel tov, you convinced him to commit suicide. So Amalei Ritzon chashitisla." Rebbe's like, oh, okay, let's eat. You want to come eat with me? You're invited to eat with me. I'm Lohain. He said, sure, I'll come eat with you. None of that has anything to do with why we're bringing this story. So, after they ate and drank, here's the important part. Amalei, kos shel bracha atashosa or arbam zuhuvim atanotel. He said, no, what would you prefer? The kos shel bracha or 40 zuhuvim? Meaning, he was saying that the Birchas Hamazon is a mitzvah that's worth 40 zuhuvim. So Amalei, kos shel bracha anishosa. So he said, let me drink from the kos shel bracha. Yatsa baskal v'yamra kos shel bracha yishra arbam zuhuvim. So baskal came out and said that a kos shel bracha is worth 40 zuhuvim. So which is the raya, that it's 40 and not 10? Is it the baskal or is it Rebbe? So pashtus, it's Rebbe. It's the fact that Rebbe called it Arbaim Zuvim. The Baskel doesn't determine the halacha. Rebbe determines the halacha. Right? The Loba Shemayimi. Some Rebbe Yitzchak, Adayin Yeshna La'osu Mishpacha Ben Gedoli Romi V'korno Sa Mishpachas Baal of Yonis. That Mishpacha of that guy who had that meal with Rebbe because of that great Zuchus of enjoying the Koshal Bracha with Rebbe, that family is still around. They're amongst the Gedoli Romi and they call that family the family of Baal of Yonis. Okay. Tosos raises the kasha. Why didn't he say 50 Zuhuvim? Because you have the bracha of Baruch Piyagavin after Birch Samazan as well. So shouldn't that raise it to 50 Zuhuvim? So Tosos answers that Rebbe held like the Shita that you don't have to make a Baruch Piyagavin on the coast of Birch Samazan. You just need to make a bracha ala kos, but you don't need to make a bracha Baruch Piyagavin at the end. Tosos in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuf Gimelim Beis and Arvid Pesachim is metarets that sometimes you make a Birch Samazan below kos. Not every time do you have a kos for Birch Samazan. So maybe that's why he held that you're not going to get a separate 10 zehuvim for the Bar Pri Hagafim. The Rabbein Yerucham is mitaretz that the bracha of Bar Pri Hagafim doesn't count from the minyan of brachos because it's only a birchas hanenin, and we don't count birchas hanenin in the 10 zehuvim count. The Shach says a little differently. He says the chiyuv of yud zehuvim is only by a mitzvah d'araisa, not by a mitzvah d'rabanan. So the bracha, what about the fourth bracha of birchas hamazon, hatov v'ametiv? So when it comes, says the Shach, yeah, there's no 10 zehuvim for that bracha because that was mesukan b'yavna. It's only mid'rabanan. So where does the 40 zehuvim come from? The kosher bar pri hagafen, meaning the Shach answers the question of what happened to the bracha to the 10 zehuvim for bar pri hagafen is no, that's it, that's included in the 40 zehuvim. Hatova Meitiv isn't included in the 40 Zuvim because that's only Midrabanan. So the Ketzos raises the Kash on the Shach that if that's the case, why do you pay for the Birch Bar Pri Hagafen? It's not Minatora nor Midrabanan. It's only Birch Sanenin. It's not Minatora, it's only Midrabanan. It's a Birch Sanenin, which is purely Midrabanan. Meaning, Manavshach, if you say Hatova Meitiv doesn't count as 10 Zuvim because it's Drabanan, then you shouldn't count Bar Pri Hagafen either. And the Brach of Kisei Adam itself, which is where the whole source comes from, also only midrabanan. All birchsa mitzvos are only midrabanan. So the Ketzos says that even according to the Marshal, there's no chiyuv of yud zehuvim by mitzvah rabbanan. That's only by a mitzvah. But a bracha, even though brachos by nature are derabbanan, so the bracha would get yud zehuvim. There's a chiluk between a mitzvah derabbanan and a bracha midrabanan. For stealing a mitzvah derabbanan, you don't get yud zehuvim. For a bracha derabbanan, you would get yud zehuvim. But that's how the so says in the name of the Marshal. Okay, let's see vayter now at the two dots. Kisov in isgala. So if you covered it up and it became uncovered, so then you're have to cover it again. Why is this different than Hashavas Aveda? By Hashavas Aveda, you have to return it even 100 times. If it gets lost again, you got to keep on returning the same thing even 100 times. So why is this any different? Why if you do Kisei Adam, then it becomes uncovered, so that's it, you're finished. Very strange. One of the Achronim I saw in Birei Daf asks, by Hashavas Aveda, it's a new Aveda every time. If you return it, now it's found, and then when it gets lost, it's a new Aveda. By Kisei Adam, what generates the mitzvah of Kisei is a Shechita. There's only one Shechita. So if it becomes Nisgala, it's still continuing, it's the same one. So it's a very different thing. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that. So Amalei, Hasam lo ksiv miyuta, hacha ksiv miyuta v'chisahu. Now by Hashavas Aveda, there's no miyut. Over here we have Dafka v'miyut, that you only do one Kisei. But Kisei Aruach, if the wind is what covered it, and then it becomes uncovered, then you do have to cover it. Am Rabba Brachanam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shon Lo Shon Chazav Nesgala V'Lo Chazav Nesgala Patum Il Chasos. That's only if it becomes uncovered again. If it doesn't become uncovered again, then you could leave it that way. The Chazav Nesgala My Havi Ha'idchilei. Even if it does become uncovered again, shouldn't we say that at the time that it was covered, it was nidche from the mitzvah, and once it's nidche from the mitzvah, you never have to come back to it? Amar Papa Zosomeres Ein Dichu Etzel Mitzvos. No, that's why we hold Ein Dichu Etzel Mitzvos. We hold that even though a mitzvah may be nidche momentarily, there's a major sugya Maseches Sukkah about a hadassim that have berries growing on it. Do you say that once it's nidche from the mitzvah, it can't be brought back? So we say no, Ein Dichu Etzel Mitzvos. You can still bring it back. Umayshla Mehaditanya Hashochit V'Nivul Dam Bekarka Chayv L'Chasos. Why do we say in the Brisa then that when you shecht and the blood is soaking into the ground, that you have to do Kisei Adam? Hasam B'Kishuri Shuma Nikar. That's only if you could still see the spot where the blood was. Fine. New Mishnah. Dam shenasar b'mayim. Let's say you have blood that mixes with water. Do you do kisui adam? Im yesh pamarz dam chayv l'chasos. So if it still looks like blood, you have to do kisui. Nasar b'yayin. What if it mixes with wine? So it's red and red. You don't know. So ro nasu ki'ilu humayim. You pretend the wine is water and cheshbin whether it would still look like dam. Nasar b'dam ha'behema o b'dam ha'chaya. What if it's mixed with dam behema, which doesn't require kisui, or dam ha'chaya of hekiz? Dam hekiz of ha'chaya that doesn't require kisui, not dam shchita. Ronos okilu in mayim. Again, you pretend as if the dam that's not chayiv in kisui is water, and cheshbin if it would still have the same look of dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein dam mevatel dam. Very yisodistic. Rabbi Yehuda says dam cannot be mevatel dam. There's no such thing as dam being mevatel dam, which is another way of saying min b'mino lo batel. When you have two things of like kind, they cannot be mevatel each other. The Ran explains very famously in Maseches Nedarim that the whole concept of bittel is that when there's friction, one thing overpowers the other. Min b'mino lo batel means there's no friction, there are no competing characteristics. Min b'mino lo batel is because they only enhance each other; they don't compete with each other. The Ran famously extends that idea to davar sheyesh lematirin. He says that's why davar sheyesh lematirin can't be batal, because just like min b'mino are two things that are physically alike, two things that are halachically alike, also there's no friction. When you have two things that are mutter, they can't be mevatel each other. So davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's us right now, it has inherent characteristics of heter. Memela, there's less friction between that and the davar shel heter that it's mixed in with, so there can't be any bittel. Dam anitas v'shal sak and chayiv l'chasos, blood that squirts out or blood that's on the knife, you do have to cover. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amos habizman shein shem dam elahu. That's only if it's the only blood. Av liyesh shem dam shalohu pater milchasos. But if there's other blood also there, then you don't need to be mechasa the dam anitas and the dam that's ala sak. And it's only if it's the only blood that's around that you would have to do the kisui. Okay, says Gemara. Tanan hasam dam shein sarv b'mayim imyesh b'mar is dam kosher. If blood mixes with water, so again we said in the Mishnah, if it looks like blood, so then it's gonna be kosher. It's kosher. But over here, now we're quoting a Mishnah not from our Masechta. Now we're quoting a Mishnah from Zvachim, and what we're talking about is kosher for zrikas adam. Now we're not talking about kisui, so in the midst of zrikas adam, and we're saying that Mishnah gives the same basic gather. When is dam still considered dam? In that you need to do zrikas adam. So if it mixes with water, but it still looks like dam, it's still kasher for zrika. Nisariv b'yayin, ronos akilu humayim. Nisariv b'dam behema b'dam achayir, ronos akilu humayim. Again, the same gedarim. If it gets mixed in with wine or with other dam that's not chayiv in zrika, so you pretend that it's water and cheshbin, would it look like dam still? Rabbi Yehuda Amar ein dam vatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees over there, also says ein dam vatal dam. Amar b'chibar Abba Amar b'yochan, lo shanu lo shanaflu mayim l'toch dam. This whole cheshbin though is only if water fell into the blood. Aval nafal dam l'toch mayim, rishon rishon batal. But if blood falls into water, so then it's rishon rishon batal, becomes batal. Each drop of blood that falls into the water becomes batal and becomes part of the water. Amrav papa linin kisui eino kain. But when it comes to kisui adam, we don't say rishon rishon batal. Ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. We say that even though the initial blood that had fallen in may have been batal at one point, but ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, it gets brought back. As soon as it becomes, as soon as it looks red again, then it gets back into the midst of kisui. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, kol marad mumis mechaprin umachshirin v'chayav mekisui. Three halachos. Anytime you have a mixture that still looks like blood, it could be mechaper for zrika sadam, it could be machshir in terms of hechshir lekabel tuma, and it's chayav in kisui. So frankly, Mar Ma'ak Mashma, what's the chiddush? Mechaprin tanina. The fact that you could be used for zrika, that was the mission that we quoted right after our mission that we quoted from Zvachim. Chayav mekisui tanina. The fact that it's chayav in kisui, that was our Mishnah. So we have befer. So must be machshir nitzrichle. The chiddush is that it's still machshir as one of the zayin mashkin. No, that doesn't make sense either, because machshir nami idam machshir yemachshir imay machshir machshiri. Both dam and mayim are machshir. So if dam gets mixed with mayim, is it still machshir? Mimanavshach, it's machshir. Call it dam, it's machshir. Call it mayim, it's machshir. So that can't be the chiddush. So lo tzricha shetamdu b'megeshamim. No, the issue is that it gets mixed with rainwater, and rainwater is not machshir, because one of the things about a liquid to be machshir is that it needs to be something that it's nichalei, that you want it to be there. So rainwater just comes by itself. You never express any desire to have it. So says Gemara, megesham nami kim deshak of rami achshavinu. But if you take rainwater and you move it and you show that you're interested in using it, so then you're machshavin, and then it becomes that you do want it. So then it should vaiter be machshir. So lo tzricha shenitam b'me'elei. So it must be known that it rained into the blood, so it got mixed in by itself, and that's what we're talking about, where it gets mixed in, by itself. So that's when it's the chiddush is that it's if it looks like dam, if the mixture looks like dam, then it's going to be machshir. Rabbi Asi min Harvil Omer bitzalalta d'dama, that even if you're dealing with the clear part of the blood, that if the blood congeals in some way, some on the, around the edges may be clear, that has a din of dam as well. Rabbi Yirmi Difti Amar Enush Kares Vudika Kazayis, that you get kares for eating it, and provided that there's a kazayis, that it came from a kazayis of regular blood. Masnisa Tana Metame Ba'ol Vudika Revius, that it could be metame, or revius of it is Metame Ba'ol, even of this residue of blood, that it has more of a clear look to it than a dark reddish look to it. Okay, we'll pick up with Tanan Hassan tomorrow.